Brett's 95 won the bull. Rob gets in the bullpen. Our second community conversation. Of course, a big thank you to John Cuvalier here. Stopped by and told us about cowboy poetry, Western music. We'll have that conversation posted on our website here, 95onethebull.com. Joining me here in the studio this morning, I've got our guest number two, who is our number one, of course, here in New Hampton, because, hey, we're always looking for something to do here in the community, and, you know, with cabin fever kind of setting in here for the month of January, it's a good time to get out and check out New Hampton Public Library. Carrie Becker joining me here this morning. Carrie, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. As we are getting into the new year here, we've got we had quite a few programs. Right off the bat, I wanted to talk about how was Cindy Wilson and Beautiful Snow.
Oh, that was awesome. She joined us via Zoom, and we had several people there, a good group of us, in the library to watch that live, and we asked questions back and forth with her, and it was fun to hear her compare and contrast what she could prove in the newspaper and what Laura wrote in her book.
Excellent. Yeah. And of course, one that I'm hoping you'll do another one here down the line, the Saturday morning cartoons. How was that?
We had a great turnout for Saturday morning cartoons. Yes, it was a fun event, and the kids were full of cereal when they left.
Very good. No one goes hungry.
No.
And of course, we're going to get our hearts full here in the next couple of weeks here, because you got some coming up for February. Actually, towards the end of the month. This is actually this weekend, actually, or is this February? I'm looking in front of me here.
We got February here with us today.
Okay, well, yep. Let's get into looking into the next month here, February. What we got going on?
We have excellent programs all the time, but I'm excited about February. Of course, we have story time every Wednesday at 10, and Legos at the library on the first Tuesday, 4:30 to 6:30. You can stop in. No need to register for that. Just come and have fun. But February 11th, we're having a game day that Saturday morning.
Nice.
And there's going to be all kinds of games and even minute to win it games. And it's just going to be a blast for the whole family. So if you've got school-aged kids, we want you to come out and have a great morning with us. A couple hours at the library.
I guess we've got the traditional standards there. You probably got some chess, some checkers, some bingo, maybe.
Yes, absolutely. We have it all. And we have got some really fun games, like newer style, like coding. Teach kids are learning and having fun. It's always a win.
Absolutely. Introduce them to something new and interesting, and they'll grab onto it. So
there'll be a couple special story times Valentine-wise, and so look for those on our website. For adults, we're trying a new thing. Mm-hmm. Let's learn Mahjong.
Ooh, okay.
Now, Mahjong isn't really popular in Iowa. I don't know anyone who plays.
This first I'm hearing of it. Yeah. The thing I know with the popular kids today is usually Pokemon cards and the like there. So
I know. So Mahjong is kind of like Rummy, but you play with these tiles. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to get a group of us together during the day. We're going to do it the 16th at 1 o'clock and try to learn this thing called Mahjong.
Okay. Yeah. I heard it's a learning experience. It takes a little while to get into it.
A little bit. Because you got to learn what the tiles mean.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like we do with checkers. I'm still trying to learn. Carrie Becker joining us here this morning here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. And, of course, with further information on what you guys are doing for next month and maybe information in general, how can we learn more about you and get in touch with you?
Well, you can find us on Facebook. That's a very easy way, New Hampton Public Library. We have a website, www.nhpl.weebly.com. And we print these in paper, too, so you can stop into the library and grab one if you want that reference hanging on your refrigerator.
Absolutely. So there you go. Make sure to check that out. And, of course, here with 95.1 The Bull and Carrie Becker here in the studio here. We gave you the good news here for the next month. And now I hate to bring you down a little bit, but Carrie, I'll let you go ahead and talk about this. You might have seen something in the paper here in the past 24 hours if
we're going to talk about. Yes, I have a little bit of bad news as well. Mm-hmm. There's always wonderful things going on at our library. But this week, the Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors moved and voted to cut the library funding by $24,000, which is 19% of what they give us. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for us to understand, even in this tough budgeting time and this challenging economy, why one is getting cut so deeply when others are growing. And so what we want is a fair solution, an equitable solution to this budgeting problem. And we're asking anyone from any citizens from Chickasaw County to join us. Call your supervisor. If libraries matter to you and you don't want to see that funding cut, you can email them, you can call them, you can just come to the courthouse Monday morning and stand with us. Mm-hmm. We're going to be upstairs in the third floor in the courtroom, and we're all just going to go and stand in support of libraries, asking them for a fair and equitable solution to this budgeting problem. So we're going to be up there 9:10 Monday morning.
Okay, make sure to set your times, your calendar, mark your calendar, set the alarms, and be there, and come and support Carrie here and the New Hampton Public Library, because if anything I've seen in the past is the more people talk about it, the more that they get in touch with your local representatives and supervisors and everybody, more things can get done.
Yeah, these are the guys that you voted in. They're going to represent you. So we've got six libraries in our county, and we need those dollars.
Absolutely. Well, Carrie, again, for more information, if they want to contact you directly, how can we get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. Well, 394-2184. That's my phone number. Mm-hmm. And you can email me at director@newhampton.lib.ia.us.
Yep. And make sure to pick up a copy of the newspaper here this morning. They got those numbers on there. We'll get that shared as well, of course, at 951thebull.com. But once again, Carrie Becker here from New Hampton Public Library. Thank you for joining us here this morning, sharing about events at the library, and again, supporting the New Hampton Public Library.
Thank you very much.